Well, police have conducted four operations over the weekend involving rural crime, where illegal firearms, traffic signs and illegal number plates were seized, and two people were charged, including some found to have some drug offences as well. They'll be facing court shortly. Detective Inspector Cameron Whiteside is the State Rural Crime Coordinator. He says what they found was a concern on a number of levels.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. We've over this long weekend, we've conducted four operations around the state. Some of our staff are still in the field in respect of those operations. But the one in the northwest of the state, around the New England, Bourke and Tamworth areas, we had quite a bit of a success with the local police forming up with the Rural Crime Prevention Team investigators, along with Polair, and we... The most concerning ones, I would suggest, is a 25-year-old male that was arrested and charged in respect to having a machined silencer for a large-caliber firearm. But along with that, there's some items of traffic offences, and also there's also an amount of ammunition and gunpowder and primers were also seized. But then there was a 30-year-old woman that was also charged with having... over 25 grams of the drug ice in her possession, along with some property that police will allege was stolen. And she's been bail refused to appear at the Moree local court tomorrow. So, yeah, as well as that, you know, we interacted with a number of hunters that were infringed for dog-related offences, hunting offences, and also traffic offences.
But that's a bit of a concern, though, having traffic signs, having fake number plates, and a gun with a silencer.
Yeah, well, it's just the silencer itself, not the firearm. There's no firearm seized, but it is a concern. And the concerning part about that is, you know, we know and we always maintain there's a space for legal hunting where it can be done quite ethically and with permission, but it's concerning when there's a drug such as ice involved, firearms, and in a lot of instances, people driving long distances to hunt. So it's a bit of a fatal cocktail that comes together in respect to, you know, the firearms, drugs, and vehicles. So we're pretty pleased to get those results over the weekend. But again, there's another, we had another operation in the Hunter Valley also that added a drug offender and also a positive drug roadside drug test along with other offences. So it is concerning.
Well, I mean, the other thing that's concerning is road signs and silencers and a lot of these hunters, illegal hunting occurring on people's land, people's property as well. And we've heard, you know, there's been reports that there's been thefts from people's houses. You know, road signs, guns and silencers and those sorts of things on people's property. And that would be alarming for a number of people out there who've already seen illegal hunting on their property.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it just heightens that level of fear within the rural community that, you know, they can't obviously, you know, feel they can't leave their property, or they're concerned that these people have got firearms or, you know, cutting fences to get onto their property. That's why we're having this intelligence-driven operations, which we often get, you know, the rural crime investigators are only out of the weekend or a long weekend. But that's not the case. We don't promote everything we do. And we're regularly out during the week and in different areas. And this is not a flash in the pan type of approach, especially with a fixed wing aircraft that helped us on the weekend. It's going to be a constant. And in some areas, in particular, we're finding that the hunters are starting to hear our advice, and they're getting permission. They're also storing their firearms in accordance with the recent legislation changes. So that's quite pleasing. Once we get certain areas under control, we'll attack other areas. And again, that information that we need from the public is quite vital. Without that information, we will not be successful. And people say, why don't you go here and why don't you go there? And my request is for them is just to give us a call, or even anonymously to Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
So you have had the results, these recent arrests have been as a result of tip-offs, people saying, come and check out this area, I'm a bit concerned about something I'm seeing there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and we've recently travelled the state, and we continue with our rural crime prevention workshops with New South Wales farmers. And we encourage everyone to report to us, because what happens is that, you know, a lot of people assume that the police just know where certain things are happening, but the reality is we don't. rely heavily on the information and good information from the public, and so we can push resources into those areas, not just the rural crime prevention team, but local police working with local communities to address these issues. So that's exactly what the result of our operations over the weekend. We went to areas where we've had issues and reports of malicious damage and trespassing, etc.
So, and the dog offences, what sort of offences were they?
Mainly the dog offences from the weekend were having unregistered dogs on their vehicles.
Were these sort of pig dogs, were they?
Yeah, our pig dogs are, all pig dogs, and they're very offensive that they can be issued infringements with, whether either the size of the cage that they're on or the very offensive, but predominantly over the weekend was unregistered dogs.
And not everyone was doing the wrong thing, though.
No, we had some very positive interactions, especially through the Kenobonis area and also to the Hunter Valley, where we interacted, and actually the investigators have given me very positive feedback. But not only is that the hunters were cooperative and thanked the police for their being out and about, that their firearms were stored to the letter within the law. They had no issues at all. They had permission. So we're hopeful that this type of operation can foster that type of person being drowning out the ones that are doing it wrong.